Our next panel, these two gentlemen have been longtime practitioners and are experts in this area, two of the finest attorneys in this state. We have Bob Sheeter, who's currently with Morgan Lewis, and Rod Tanner with Tanner & Associates. The two of them have been doing this presentation for a while. They've been practicing law, and I can tell you, you can't find two better attorneys or two better gentlemen than these two. So take it away.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll start at, Rod, do you want to...
Sure. We'll start out talking about recent developments under the National Labor Relations Act. And I think Bob would agree with me that the last few months have been pretty wild and crazy. And so there have been many significant decisions that have come down by the board in the last few months. And there have been some significant general counsel memoranda issued by General Counsel Jennifer Abruzzo relating to her objectives and things she'd like to see the board accomplish under the statute. So without further ado, we want to make a quick introduction of the current board members. Left to right would be David Prouty, Democrat, Marvin Kaplan, Republican, Laura McFerrin, who is the chair of the board. The board is a little bit anachronistic in some ways. Her title is actually chairman. Someday that may be changed, hopefully. And then Gwen Wilcox is the other Democratic member on the board. So currently the board is not at full strength. There is one vacancy because John Ring's term ended last December. In any event, they are still issuing decisions, and they can be issued on the basis of three-person panel decisions. So let's get into some of the developments. There have been so many interesting and important cases, it's really hard to capture all of them in a single presentation like this. So we're going to hit the highlights and then, I think, talk about a couple of very recent decisions, including one that just is hot off the presses today, that will have significant implications for labor disputes under the statute going forward. First of all, in terms of case law developments, what's a CLE seminar without a case focusing on Elon Musk? It's really kind of hard to get through a seminar without finding some way his activities have gotten entangled under the SEC or the FTC or the NLRA, antitrust laws. So in this case, it's kind of really pretty straightforward in one respect. It involved an organizing campaign by the UAW at Tesla's Fremont, California plant. Essentially what happened was Mr. Musk, as is his proclivity, issued a series of tweets, and one tweet in particular was the subject of an unfair labor practice charge brought by the union, where he suggested that some of the benefits of the that the employees currently enjoyed at that time, particularly certain stock option rights, might be rescinded if the company decided to unionize, that is, if the employees elected the UAW as their collective bargaining representative. And the board, following a hearing, determined that the tweet was not protected language under Section 8C of the Act as an expression of opinion or argument, and also, the board rejected certain arguments made by Mr. Musk that he mitigated the damage from the unlawful tweet by subsequent tweets that attempted to clarify the conduct. In any event, the board found that tweet constituted a violation of Section 8A1 of the Act, and the board directed Mr. Musk, I think fittingly, to delete the tweet.